it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You're listening to the Auburn Express.
What's up in War Eagle, War Report family? You got Ike Jones back with another morning drop. Today, I haven't had an opportunity to talk about it, but Keandre Lambert-Smith is a part of the Auburn Tigers football team right now. What kind of impact is he going to have on this offense? Let's talk about it. Y'all know how we do right here, War Report style. Let's drop it on him.
You are now listening to the War Report.
It's the morning drop right here on the Auburn Express. Ike Jones in here talking a little Auburn wide receiver. Keandre Lambert-Smith now a part of the wide receiving core. And want to figure out what kind of impact is he going to have on this offense? If you're in here listening to this on podcast or you're watching on YouTube, do us a favor and go ahead and share the content. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. We definitely appreciate that. But let's get in here and talk about Keandre Lambert-Smith. And first and foremost, I want to talk about him from an on-the-field perspective. I've spent the last few days watching some film on him, listening to some people who followed Penn State football the last couple of years talk about him, and really trying to get a pulse on what Auburn has in Keandre Lambert-Smith. And the initial reaction that I had was like, oh man, this is going to be amazing. And I still feel like that. Keandre Lambert-Smith is a supremely talented young man. He led the team last year, Penn State, in both receptions and receiving yards. So he's definitely a guy who can go out there and lead. And the question is, can he be a leader for Auburn? Now, Auburn lost from the wide receiver room their leader in receptions last season and the leader for yards as a receiver last season. Now, Rivaldo Fairweather was the leading receiver for the team, but as far as from the wide receiver room, both Jay Fair and Javarius Johnson are no longer with this team. Jay Fair now at USC, and Var still waiting for an opportunity that he likes from the transfer portal. So Auburn needed someone who could come in and fill that void, particularly someone who could attack from the slot. Now, Keandre Lambert-Smith is a guy who played the vast majority of his snaps as an outside receiver, but he has the versatility to step inside and be a slot receiver. And so I do wonder whether or not that's going to be something that the team is going to look for him to be able to do, considering you lost, again, the two guys that you lost from your wide receiver room, the guys that Coach Hugh Freeze said last season were the best receivers on the team, 5 and 6 best receivers on the team, speaking of Var and Fair, no longer with the team. And I do think Keandre Lambert-Smith can fill in for that admirably. This isn't me lamenting the loss of those two, but you lost those four a lot of great talented guys on this team, but nobody who really threatens you from the slot receiver position. So the question you have to ask, is that something that Keandre Lambert-Smith could potentially do? And what does he provide from an offensive firepower perspective? When you look at the film on him, you see a guy who is a really good route runner. He understands concepts. If you've heard me talk about the wide receiver position, you probably really only heard me talk about this if you watch the film. So Green Name Gang, you're going to be hearing me say some things that you've heard me say a lot. Wide receivers primarily win at 3 points throughout the route, right? You win off of the line of scrimmage, like what your release is looking like, especially if you're going to get some sort of bump and run coverage, which Keandre Lambert-Smith has some great releases off the line of the scrimmage. I love what I see from him in his ability to get off at the line of scrimmage. Little sleight of frame, right? So I don't know that he can primarily work in the slot to be able to win over the middle of the field. But then the second place where you're supposed to be able to win is at the top of a route, right? So how do you get out of your breaks, right? What are you doing to be able to sell routes as one thing, but then they become something else? Lambert-Smith is an excellent route runner. When he's at the top of his routes, he does some really good things. Now, he's not the quickest guy in the world. He's more fast than he is quick, but he has some really good straight line speed to be able to break away and threaten with that speed and then get out of that and break down and be able to give the DB something to think about when he's given moves at the top of that route. And then the last place you can win as a receiver is at the catch point. And Keandre Lambert-Smith has some outstanding ball skills. He has the ability to win at the catch point, contested catches, probably not his biggest strong suit, but what he can do, even though he doesn't have great separation, is to be able to contort his body in ways to be able to come down with catches in those tighter windows that are going to be created sometimes because he doesn't have those that elite quickness to be able to break free. So can he be a leader on the field in receptions for Auburn next season? I think the answer to that is yes. Now, will he be the leader? I don't know. But I do think that Keandre Lambert-Smith has the ability to come into Auburn, whether he's playing as an outside receiver or as a slot receiver, and be a reliable target for Peyton Thorne on the field in this next season and be able to show some of these younger guys how to be able to hone their craft and be able to be better as wide receivers and develop as P5 talented players. Going to talk a little bit more about this, but before I do, definitely want to give a shout out to the sponsor of today's Morning Drop. That's the folks at Rogue Shop, as always, bringing you the Morning Drop. Make sure that you head over there. Use code REPORT when you go to RogueShop.com. That's America's number one online dispensary. If you have issues with sleep, stress, pain, or anxiety, the Rogue Shop has a remedy for you. Make sure you head over there using code REPORT. That lets them know the War Report sent you, and we definitely appreciate those of you who continue to support the sponsors of the War Report.
War Report family, you are listening to The Morning Drop, where we talk about the most recent and relevant Auburn sports news. We broadcast live from the War Report's YouTube channel on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central Time. You're welcome to come watch it live, but the live chat is reserved for our YouTube channel members only. So come on by, become a member, and get active in the best Auburn sports community on the webs. We'll be right back after we pay a couple bills.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for sticking around through the ad break. Now here's the rest of your Morning Drop.
Let's get back in and talk a little bit more about Keandre Lambert-Smith and what he's going to bring to this team. And the other portion that I really want to talk about or highlight when talking about Keandre Lambert-Smith is the only thing that really has come out from people who covered the team in Penn State is whether or not there's going to be a fit in locker room culture. Now, you've heard Coach Hugh Freeze talk about the culture council and having those people who are going to be holding the rest of the team accountable. That's the other thing that you actually lost when Jay Fair walked out of the room, out of that building, is that he was the leader from the culture council from the wide receiver room. And This is the thing that I wonder whether or not Keandre Lambert-Smith is going to be able to do. He spoke about wanting to be able to be a leader on the field and kind of showing guys, is he going to be able to be a leader in the locker room and get that young wide receiver core? Because let's be clear, there's not a ton of experience in this wide receiver room, right? Like the guys who are most senior in that room right now are Coy Moore, who has not played a lot of snaps for Auburn, particularly last season. Cam Brown, who has not played a lot of snaps. I mean, he played a decent amount last year with mixed results. And then you have Caleb Burton. Everyone else that is in that wide receiver room, excuse me, Robert Lewis, who came in via the transfer portal, he's the most senior guy as far as experience on the field, targets, all of those things, actually playing football, never played at the Power Five level. And so Keandre Lambert-Smith is going to come in and he's going to bring Power Five starting experience and results as far as his ability to step up on the field. The question is whether or not he can lead in the locker room, right? And I don't know the answer to this. I do know that I think that Coach Hugh Freeze, Coach Marcus Davis, Coach Nix are going to lean on his experience in getting guys out there and ready to compete at that level. And a portion of that is going to be his ability to lead in the locker room and get those young men that are coming in, right? When you talk about a guy like Sam Jackson, he's got a couple of years in collegiate football. He's never played wide receiver at the collegiate level, right? So he doesn't have that experience. And then the rest of the room is a bunch of freshmen, right? Caleb Burton, I mean, he's played at a couple of spots. I mean, he was at Ohio State for a little while, played a little bit last season, does not really have the experience to lean on to be able to be a leader in that room. And really, you know, I spoke about Jay Fair, but Jay Fair actually falls into that category. Though he's an upperclassman at this point in time, he has not really been the guy in any room at any point in time. Keandre Lambert-Smith has. He has been the guy in that Penn State locker room. Now, he was a, you know, number two, number three receiver going into last season, but he was the leader out there last season. Now, mixed results again from his perspective because it wasn't the stellar breakout season that I think a lot of Penn State fans had hoped for from him, but he was still the leader in that room. So he has led a P5 unit out there as a wide receiver core. Can he come and do that same thing with a talented cast of characters around him as far as other receivers in that room that just don't have the experience? He can come and bring some stability to that. I think that Coach Nix, Coach Marcus Davis are going to lean heavily on Keandre Lambert-Smith to be able to bring that with the exodus of Jay Fair from that room to be able to bring more leadership. The question is he going to be able to be that locker room leader that when it's not going good, can he galvanize guys to bring them together and say, hey, we got to go out here and make some plays for Peyton Thorne this season. We got to go out here in the second half and change the trajectory of this game. It's going to start with our ability to make plays out here on this field. Can he get guys bought in? He's getting in here in the spring. And this is the kind of the thing. This is the position of oddity, right, that you have really mirrors the journey of Peyton Thorne. And so I do wonder whether or not those two guys are going to be able to get together. You're coming from a team in the Big Ten that was competitive, but, you know, again, his, you know, the year before last, not the previous season with Peyton Thorne, but that year before, very competitive team in the Big Ten. But you're coming in from the Big Ten during the summer, and you're going to be tasked with being a leader in a room full of guys that really you're just getting to know. The difference, I think, between what's going to happen this season and last season with that wide receiver room is I think more of those guys are going to be willing to listen to that tutelage from a guy coming in as a transfer because he's performed at this level, as opposed to, you know, a Shane Hooks who had come in and he was, you know, he's a group of five guy. Not even group of five. He was an HBCU guy coming out of the SWAC before landing at Auburn, or, you know, a Jair Shorter, right, coming from North Texas, right? And that's no disrespect to North Texas or Jair Shorter. I just don't think it has the same cachet as when you're having a conversation about a guy who led Penn State, another Power Five team, in receptions and yards. And you're going to come into this room now as a guy who people can look at and you can see tape and say, he's performed at this level. I need to listen to what he's saying. And if he's in step with what your wide receiver coach, what your offensive coordinator is asking you to do, then definitely we can fall in line behind that. So looking forward to see him take on the challenge of being being a leader on the field is being able to produce actual ability to make catches and go out there and really be a threat for Auburn on the field, but also want to see him be able to take that step as a leader off the field and in the locker room with these young men as the summer progresses and getting into fall camp. But that's it, man. That's all I got to say. I want to hear what you guys think. Can Keandre Lambert-Smith be a leader for this Auburn team going into next season? Tell me what you think right down there in the comments. I'm out of here, but as always, make sure that you patronize the folks that are helping continue to keep the lights on at the War Report, RogueShop.com. Use code REPORT when you go over there. Before you get out of here, make sure you like the video and subscribe to the channel and share the content with somebody out there, whether you're listening on podcasts or you're right here on YouTube. We'll be back at you with more stuff. Green Name Gang, I am at you with Walker White Film this week. Make sure you keep your notifications on. I'm out of here until the next time. Until then, and as always, War Eagle. Drop!